day. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have Bradley and Jake broadcasting live out of sunny Florida. Folks, it is so hot. It's hard to bathe by the pool for more than 10 minutes.
I know. And research and
research. And wait. I thought the Sons of Liberty, I thought those guys were out there fighting for our liberties. They are. Jake, you want to just go ahead and recap as to what's been going on since we've been here?
Well, I just got done reading my Bible by the poolside. But, you know, sometimes when it gets hot like that, the reason I do it is so I can meditate of what it was like in the Middle Eastern times when the early Christians were in the desert.
So you can experience it.
That's right.
Man, that's a great way to put it.
Next to the palm trees, too. Palm trees are in the Bible. I don't know if everybody realizes that, but there was an area where there was palm trees. But over the past week, we took off on Friday, I think. We broadcasted the show in Minnesota, and we got on the bus and started heading south. Met up with in Peoria, Illinois, with a guy who has a race car, now a Sons of Liberty race car. He's racing for liberty. And remember, folks, liberty can only be found in Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Then from there, we went down to Nashville to work with a mysterious producer that we will not bring to the public here until the next album is done, because of course most of you know we have a band called Junkyard Prophet. It's a Christian rock band, very aggressive, and it's what the times need right now, especially for this generation.
I become all things to all men to win them more to Christ. I did a television interview yesterday at Coral Ridge, and the guy said to me, why the tattoos, why the long hair? I said, well, the greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation. And it's interesting that everybody thinks, well, once you're a Christian, then you have to become what you see out there. That's the problem, friends. I mean, can you imagine John the Baptist walking around, a hairy man? He had his food was locusts and wild honey, and he had a leather girdle on, and pretty weird stuff, right?
Preaching contrary to what was established as doctrine.
Exactly, but if you're a Christian today, you better look a certain way, you better act a certain way. And then they wonder why there's such a breach between the older generation and the younger generation. Yeah. Friends, God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. And don't forget, it was Samuel that failed the eye test when looking at David's brother until he came to David to find out that God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but at man's heart.
Yep, surely it's this one. And many people make that error, but as we were in Nashville, we We're working with the producer because we're bringing it top-notch, folks, and it's important to bring that to this generation. Most kids, when they think about Christian bands, it's synonymous with cheesy and ridiculous. Yep. I don't want to hear it. That's
in,
not the case
in most
with
cases,
Junkyard
they're
Prophet.
Right. They're exactly right.
That's right. Not the case with Junkyard Prophet. We've sold over 50,000 units just in the Midwest alone, and there's another one coming soon. So stay tuned for that. Then we drove from Nashville down to Orlando, and we obviously broadcasted live there. You've been following us in the play-by-play. We've been posting pictures of all this as well on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Our first event was at the Villages Tea Party, where Bradley did a tea party there. As a matter of fact, Linda responded just recently on Facebook, said, "What an inspiration you are. Thank you for being with us." You can see the display table. People swamped it afterwards, and there are actually a handful of those folks that are going to come see Bradley at the Awakening Conference, which is coming up tomorrow, folks.
Yeah,
that starts
and
tomorrow.
Saturday.
But then we move on to Wednesday. We're at the Coral Ridge studio, and we were tweeting, live tweeting for some of that. We posted some pictures. We're going to be posting a lot more here through the week, but they're going to be doing a special Memorial Day special on Bradley, The Message, also our friends Bill and Carrie Vaughn.
It will be highlighted during the Memorial time nationwide, and I'm looking forward to seeing it, especially being there with Karen and Billy Vaughn, who lost their son, who was shot down in Afghanistan. He was one of the 30 SEAL Team 6?
Yep, SEAL Team 6. And 22 of them were from that.
Yep. So it was an honor to be a part of that yesterday, and it was cool. It was very cool.
And if you look, folks, at the pictures that are in there, you can't quite get the anointing on it, so that's why we try to invite you to come to these events. If you're in the Florida area or you want to travel, you come to these events, and you're going to get the anointing on top of what you see.
Well, that's the whole purpose, because this isn't a man's ministry. We're following Christ here. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said. And really what it comes down to is we're witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And men are to find their faith and not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. For it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. People need to find their faith in Him because He is alive forevermore. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will bear witness to the fact that He's alive forevermore, right, as long as we're walking according to what He commanded and not suggested.
Right. And you know what? I think it's time to bring this up now, too. As all of you supporters of ours, we're giving you the fruit. We're bringing back the victories. We have another television situation tomorrow, an opportunity, because somebody wanted to hear, how is this message getting across? And that's not just going to come through the United States here. It's going to blast into the UK. So people from all over the world are trying to see, okay, here's the anointing. They're identifying with that anointing, and they're saying, let me understand how this works. It was so funny
yesterday. Because they want to know why they're in bondage.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly,
and they need
right.
answers, and they need resolve. And that's what they're seeing with the ministry.
And once again, they're looking to America. Are you listening to me, Americans, and
right.
patriots and Christians and conservatives? They're looking to you because you're their hope.
Yep.
They want to know who you're looking to. They want to know where you're deriving the strength and the power to establish a free nation. Mm. And the only one that gives that to you, friends, is
that's right.
your Father which is in heaven.
That's right. So it's your opportunity, folks. It's your opportunity, church. And for all those of you that are donators to our ministry and have helped sponsor or become a son or daughter of Liberty, I encourage you, if you haven't yet, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's tax deductible, and it sends us out there to shed that
it
light.
It keeps
folks.
Us out here.
That's
it really
right.
does.
Keep the light going.
Not just in sunny
That's
Florida,
true.
Which is, you
it
know,
is a benefit.
It is a great benefit due to the fact that it's nice to breathe once in a while. But,
yeah.
friends, again, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to the Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake's going to be posting a bunch of pictures and downloads for you today as to what took place yesterday at Coral Ridge. That, again, will be broadcast live across the country on Memorial Day, in which we actually did the event with Billy and Karen Vaughn, who lost their son, Aaron Vaughn, in the Afghanistan crash. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Sorry to say, too, folks, the phone lines are inaccessible, but we'll be back. All right? We're live.
Live.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
You got Bradley and Jake, friends. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, Jake will be posting and updating the website today on a daily basis, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
And every time we do an event, we're going to be doing live tweeting. Tomorrow it's going to start at night because the awakening starts, so we invite everybody to come to that.
Bachman's one of the main speakers. Right. Interestingly enough, she's over in England honoring Thatcher's death. And it's my understanding that Barack Hussein Obama, again, showing his true colors, doesn't send anybody but the ambassador
from the London
Britain.
Embassy.
Isn't that interesting?
Like, he wasn't going to be there anyway.
Right.
But Barack made sure he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those backhands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the American people. This is what they put up with.
Yep.
And here we are.
That's right.
Yep.
This is the leader. As a matter of fact, Obama, I don't know if everybody saw this, but the Senate, the radical leftist Senate, slammed down a
let's just call them criminal.
Broadening of, but even at that, they weren't criminal enough to say, we're going to extend the background checks, we're going to make them bigger and badder. And Obama went out, he said it was a shameful day, quote unquote, when the Senate did not vote the way that he wanted them to vote on the gun measures. This is the Senate again. These are his criminal friends that are sitting right by his side saying, what would you like us to do, Obama? What would you like us to do? But people, even in the Senate, were not that criminal. And he blasts them. He embraces his criminality. He embraces all of his criminality and those in his cabinet's criminality. But then at the same time, while he's going, where was it? Where was he today? He was at a...
Boston, telling the Boston people that this is the wrong city to attack.
As a matter of fact, what did he say? He said something about, he was talking about life. He wanted to celebrate life.
Yeah, as he's making sure the babies are being murdered. And,
exactly.
Yeah, and drone strikes in other countries killing children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't...
Don't pay attention to that.
No, no.
Just do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but friends, the apple does not fall too far from the tree when it comes to this administration.
No.
All the way around.
And it's blatant and apparent. It's right out in front of your face, of course. I mean, you know, I thought about it today before we got into the show. Here's the topics that we're going to be covering today in the show. And I thought, gosh, it always seems to be the same theme. Of course it is, because the Bible is only so many pages. It never changes. That's right. What we're going to be talking about from now until the end. Yeah. The Constitution never changes. It's always the same. So to be reiterating the same things over and over again, yeah. You're bringing justice.
Yeah.
And something I thought about, too, is just on before we came in, the news
wait,
was
wait,
talking
wait.
About.
What do you mean that you're bringing justice?
We're bringing justice.
I mean,
justice.
If we brought justice, we wouldn't have the issue with the Barack Hussein Obama. Right. We wouldn't have an issue with, as you called it, a leftist Congress or a Senate or a leftist version of what government is not supposed to be in America, because there's not a left or a right, friends. Mm-hmm. We only have a one Constitution.
That's right.
But if we brought about justice, just think, if the American people stood up and obeyed the God that they say they served, we wouldn't have an issue with crime at all.
No, we wouldn't.
And people would be afraid to commit the crimes.
That's right.
That's a good way to live, right?
That was one of the things after this gun measures, because now Pelosi, the stinking wacko and the loony, gets up and says, well, we don't care what the Senate says. We're going to push for more gun control laws in the House. So,
it's
John,
a sad day in America when the Constitution was held up. Let me tell you, friends, that Article 2, that's a stumbling block to us commies.
I thought it was Article 1. Article 2, Pelosi.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. One of those stupid articles that those dead white guys wrote.
Yeah, right.
But as John Boehner
those
stepped
terrorists.
Up, John Boehner got a little pressure because Pelosi's talking about bringing
more
government.
Yeah, the drunk. That guy.
So
drunk.
John Boehner says, we're gonna try to take some more common sense steps. This is kind of a paraphrase, but this is what he says. Common sense steps to see how we can bring justice, how we can remove the threat of violence in our country.
Yeah, how about the educational system? Doesn't that make sense? How about magnifying the law of God first
Thank
and
you.
Foremost?
The laws that already
and
exist.
Teach the kids. But the Supreme Court and the radicals that are on the Supreme Court, because the American people allow them, they say that the Ten Commandments are not a permissible objective, though, Jay.
So we got to come up with a different statute. Maybe we come up with 10,000 more statutes that will make us safer.
How about we teach them how to kill, and then we'll try to take
Protect
away their
it.
Guns. And if we can't get their guns away... Mm-hmm. Well, then we're in a gridlock.
That's
we better
right.
figure something else out. We better create another crime or wait for another catastrophe to
crisis?
Take place. Or a crisis to take place.
And don't let them go to waste.
No. That's a dead fish.
And maybe if no crises Rami are Manuel. Happening, maybe we can instigate a crisis.
But I'm mocking.
Perhaps.
I literally am mocking the American people for what they tolerate.
Yep. It's a two-step thought process. And that's why we continually say the same thing over and over again on the show when we're referring to issues like the Constitution or the Bible. It's because people need to grasp those simple things.
And the people need to grasp that the government doesn't have a right to break the law. How about that?
Novel idea.
How about they swear to uphold the Constitution,
yes,
that the American people stand down and watch them trample? But as long as they have Facebook and they can tell everybody and tell all of their friends how bad our government is, which is only an extension of we the people, then I guess I can just go ahead and complain about what I at length am tolerating.
It justifies.
Yeah.
It justifies.
Let's talk about that really quick, Jake, because you kind of lined up what I was going to talk about today. Did you know that Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, he was known as the Red Terror? This is what Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin. He said, united together in terror. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they, the terrorists, wanted. Wait a second. So let's go back and just... Well, yeah. Oh, okay, let's do it that way. As we look back at the atrocities that have been and have devastated America over the past 12 years since 9/11, one has to reflect upon the history and see how it is that past dictators have profited from the use of, guess what, friends? Come on, you can say it with me. The use of terror. For example, Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war against the Poles. Hitler perpetuated war against the enemies that he himself had created. His propagandists had the Germans believing they were under attack, and all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Listen carefully. Hitler was also responsible for sending brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of solving their problems. Friends, the problems Hitler created. And 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million of their fellow citizens were slaughtered. Folks, then it was too late. Doesn't it seem rather strange, America, that when we're attacked, Doesn't it seem rather strange that the United States government is right there asking the people to relinquish or to forfeit their rights? Rights that hundreds and thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give us? Friends, America's heroic veterans died, in fact, fighting against the ideology of such tyrannical measures. I want to go back to 1957, and I want you to listen carefully as to what Douglas MacArthur rightly said. He said, quote, unquote, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear," said Douglas MacArthur in 1957. "Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it." Friends, I said in 1957. Now, you would think that this is what was said by our government on September 11th, 2001. It was. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists, said George W. Bush, September 20th, 2001. After this statement, the Unpatriot Act was signed into law, and now Americans' Fourth Amendment rights are violated as they are searched at almost every airport in America. After 9/11, America was told that we were under an extremist Islamic threat, and now under this administration, who celebrates Ramadan in the White House, gives F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood, continuously sympathizes with radical Islam, and opens the borders for illegal immigration, and runs guns to Mexican gun cartels, only to blame the American people, has now extended the definition of a terrorist to mean anyone who happens to be a patriot, a Christian, a gun owner, a pro-lifer, and friends, on top of it, he calls it a sad day when he can't trample your rights. And let me tell you why he didn't trample your rights, friends, because America stood up and they said no. And this is how it works. And once you stay on that vein, folks, let me tell you what. But that's how it stops, and it's not going to stop until then. But congratulations, America, for standing up and saying no to a tyrant. A tyrant.
That's right. And you know what? It doesn't stop there either. When you stand once and you see a victory, you have to continue to stand. Liberty is sustained through perseverance.
Eternal vigilance, said our forefathers.
Right.
Eternal
vigilance.
Eternal
doesn't
always.
Quit. It's like
that's
a circle.
Right.
You keep going and keep going and keep going. The quote. Now, listening to that quote after what you just said. The fact is, most of these senators, this is Obama speaking to the senators after they shut down his legislation, they could not offer any good reason why we wouldn't want to make it harder for criminals and those with severe mental illness to buy a gun.
As the mirror's right in front of their face, because they themselves are the ones perpetuating the crimes and inciting the crimes.
He's the one doing it.
Are you thinking with us yet, friends? Because this is exactly what the Sons of Liberty did, is they resisted a tyrant.
Amen.
Who is what? Inciting domestic insurrection,
right.
Friends, only
to
overthrow.
End.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about how Stalin used terrorism as a political battering ram only to implement a new rule. So what he had to do is he had to create chaos to bring in a new order. Man, that sounds like somebody I know. George Herbert Walker Bush said, out of these troubled times, our objective, a new world order, can emerge. Listen carefully to what George Herbert Walker Bush rightly said. He said, today that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one we have known. Now, that new world order, what's really interesting about that is we have a Pope calling for a new world order. We have Mikhail Gorbachev calling for a new world order. We have the Bushes calling for a new world order. We have the clown Biden calling for a new world order. We have others across the globe at the same time calling for a new world order. Let me ask you, how do they implement a new world order? They create chaos. It's something called terrorism, friends. Here, this is all I have to say to anybody that thinks, and you want to talk about common sense, who does terrorism work for? It works for who? Yep. The people lose every single time. Right. Who does it work for?
Those that want to aggrandize more power.
As I said, I love that word aggrandize, but as I said prior to this, when crime happens or these atrocities happen, or these catastrophes happen, why is the government asking you, America, to give up your rights? Folks, just this last week, the Equal Opportunity branch of the military put out a training manual labeling evangelical Christians as the number one threat to America. And within a week, the USA Today, the front page stated terror returns after the Boston Marathon bombing, and officials are stating that the suspects are possibly homegrown terrorists. Mm-hmm. Well, they've already told you who the terrorists are, the ones that they labeled as terrorists, friends. And by the way, this isn't the first time our government's been busted doing stuff like this, friends. If in case or in fact they did, I don't know anything about the bombing yet.
Yeah.
I know that America is anticipating to see who they're going to accuse.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that the feds have said that they had someone in custody, but they're not giving out any details. I mean, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I thought they worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what, doesn't it fit the narrative? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
See,
right,
so what they did, folks, is what happened here is to top everything off, don't forget Waco, don't forget Oklahoma City, and don't forget Ruby Ridge. And I want to just go back and make one more point, and I'm going to throw it back over to Jake again. United together in terror, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted, said Condoleezza Rice. Remember what Douglas MacArthur said in 1957. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind them. Now, friends, what you have is you have an administration. Now, keep in mind, after 9/11, America again was told that we were under an extremist Islamic threat. And now under this administration, in case in point, this bombing that just took place in Boston, friends, for those that didn't know, some of these people that were of interest, that were foreign, friends, Islamic in nature, were deported conveniently, for those that didn't know. But let me go back. After America was told that we were under an Islamic threat, now under this administration, listen carefully, who celebrates Ramadan in the White House, gives F-16s and tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood, your sworn enemies, America, continuously sympathizes with radical Islam, them that supposedly attacked and dropped, allegedly dropped the two towers on September 11th, 2001. I go on. Not only does he sympathize with the Muslim Brotherhood, but he also sympathizes with radical Islam. He opens the borders for illegal immigration and runs guns to Mexican gun cartels to blame you, the American people, only to attack your Constitution on another day.
That's right.
I'm just simply laying to your candor, friends. I'm asking you the question, who is behind terror?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the people always fail the test. And what is the crime after each catastrophe? What does the President of the United States always say? We need to come together. They're not going to win. We're going to do this thing together. Trying to unite through deception, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when in fact, what's scary about it is we see what's going on in this administration on a daily basis, and people just want to turn a blind eye and say, well, that guy doesn't mean us no harm. He's already supporting and funding your sworn enemies across the world.
Mm-hmm.
How many politicians, I shouldn't call them politicians, how many statesmen's and stateswomen's friends, and do you need to have, how many of these people need to tell you about what this administration is truly about? How many?
I think that's the shock of all the generations. I think George Washington thought the same, as the amount of abuses against the people. How many do they have to take before they finally say enough is enough? Obama and what his administration is doing. I'll give you an example. This is what we write. This is what the Sons of Liberty's resolve is, and it's called impeachment. Part of the impeachment, then, if you go a step further, is to criminally charge these guys, because that's what they are, as criminals. Impeach Eric Holder, the Justice Department's repeat offender, was Bradley's last column. Since 1797, said one of the readers, this was posted on Brenner Brief, since 1797, the House of Representatives have impeached 16 federal officials. It is time to impeach Eric Holder and bind criminals down with the chains of the Constitution. Here's the problem. You wait until they commit such atrocious crimes.
Yeah.
An example,
You mean like finding out his wife is now a partaker of ownership in one of the abortion clinics? Yep. You mean stuff like
that? That's been for a while.
No, this is another issue coming to the surface that most people didn't know. We knew that.
And you see why
we broadcasted that.
That's
so
right.
People are beginning to understand, wait a second, this abortion industry, why are you a partaker of the benefits of murdering babies? And friends, we told you this since day one. It's mob money.
And that's when you see it becomes politically expedient.
It's like insider trading,
Jake. That's exactly what it is.
Case in point, Obama just overthrew that, so that all those that serve we the people, our representatives, friends, can go ahead and trade within.
That's right.
Yes?
Going contrary to everything that the American people said is good.
Anything that will destroy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's a nihilist right there. He destroys anything. Like a little kid who walks in a room. What's his job? To create chaos. I want to pull that lamp off the bed. I want to dirty the covers and the sheets. I want to... That's what kids do, and that's what this man is doing, but he's a criminal that's out of control that can be restrained because we have power. In 1797, the House of Representatives have impeached 16 federal officials since 1797, It is time to impeach Eric Holder and bind criminals down with the chains of the Constitution, said one of the readers to the Brenner Brief on Bradley's last column. We have been saying this for months. The problem is when the tragedies continue to escalate, the damage gets worse and worse to you, the people, from those that are swearing an oath to protect you, the people. Listen, if it protects, then it's good. We don't need new measures, as John Boehner said. There isn't new laws that can make us safer. We need to abide by the laws as they stand in this country. If we do that, it will protect us. The rule of law, a man in Texas was just prosecuted, and his prosecution was larger than most because he murdered, I believe it was a DA, a district attorney.
Yeah.
And so what they said is the penalty is always higher. Why? Because he's attacking not only breaking the law, but he's attacking the rule of law.
That's right.
Of course.
He's a transgressor.
But how about those that set with a badge on attack the rule of law?
Let me highlight what we're already talking about. Going right
worse.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. Janet Napolitano responds to reports of deportation for former person of interest not worthy of an answer. A visibly irritated Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, listen carefully, friends. She works for you. Listen. This is defiance, friends. She refused to answer a Republican congressman's questions about the possible deportation of the Saudi national question to witnesses in the Boston Marathon bombings. She refused to answer to the American people, that tolerate her to be in that position. Folks, this is criminal. Again, I don't know.
Attack on the rule of law. The rule of law is where justice is brought to those that obey the law. That means it's a blessing to them. And penalty or terror, if you want to call it, in Romans 13, is against those that break the law. If a person has a badge on, it makes them no different. They're still a person. Or even if it's, in this case, a woman who is very masculine, it makes no difference. Crime is crime.
She'll knock the chocolate out of you, brother.
I hope you didn't hear that, big sis. But it doesn't matter. Crime is crime. The person, it's irrelevant of who the person is committing the crime. The rule of law is attacked when people ignore the rule of law, and that's exactly what she just did.
Yeah, she did. And she did it again in the face of the American people. And this is what amazes me, and it will always amaze me, that the American people, and again, not all people, I know that America is standing up, and I'm very thankful for the fact that people are uniting and coming together. But friends, it's not just enough to resist. That's it's right. Enough to impeach. It's not enough to impeach. It's enough to bring civil charges against these people for their crimes committed against we the people. We're all ruled by law.
Right.
They do not have congressional immunity.
That's right.
Simply put.
The law doesn't depend upon the king. The king depends upon the law.
Well, there is no king that's not ruled by law. And I think that's what's important as well. Really quick, I'm going to have Heather highlight some of the stuff that's going on and who is being accused of what just took place in Boston so you begin to understand who they're aiming the finger at. Remember Hitler. Remember history, friends. Remember Stalinism. Remember Mussolini. Remember how they operated. Go ahead.
Well, CNN had reported right after the Boston massacre, and I'm sorry, what they did is they started to talk about, they compared it to the 1996 Olympic game bombing, who Eric Rudolph was the terrorist at this time. And they said, like the bombings in Boston, those devices were concealed in a backpack, according to a Department of Homeland Security report. Now, it's interesting when we come back from the break how they detail Eric Rudolph, what they labeled him as, and then compared it to what's going on here, even though nobody knows what happened.
That's exactly right. And I think that people are wide awake to what's going on. And friends, if your friends aren't awake, shake them awake, because they need to understand what's going on here. History is repeating itself. It's time for us to unite and stand up together. Be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, friends, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Check that out as well. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, and right before the break, we were talking to Heather about the bombing, or the attempted bombing at the Olympics back in what year was that?
1996. And basically what Eric Rudolph, who is the person that was caught for the bombings at the Olympic Games.
Or accused, allegedly.
Accused, allegedly. And he was also portrayed by the government and the establishment media as a lone wolf racist
always.
And violent anti-abortionist.
Wait a second. Violence what?
Anti-abortionist.
What like, is, oh, you mean a murderer?
Yeah, like what does that have to do with bombings at the
Oh, you mean
Olympic
so someone
Games?
That doesn't want another person killed?
Right.
Just think about this, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
An anti-abortionist. That's a bad thing to stop the murder of babies in the womb? Friends, this is the mentally ill people that you allow to be in charge and to think for you through the state-run media.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have these little minions agreeing with this criminal mindset. Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
Yeah.
The state-run media had him painted out to be this white lone wolf extremist, the anti-abortionist. Well, praise God. Good for him that he was anti-abortion. You mean pro-life?
He's against the taking of life, but yet he's accused of being a man that was going to take life through the form of a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't
You're condemning the fact that he'll come in there with a bomb. And I'm just speaking to the topic here. This person, I don't even know that he exists, really. But you're condemning the fact he's going to come with a bomb and blow up thousands of people. Yet you don't turn and point the finger at an administration and the five administrations, I believe, or six administrations since abortion was said to be okay by the Supreme Court. You don't condemn that kind of atrocity. Millions, tens of millions of babies murdered. But yet you'll condemn a man and call him an anti-abortionist who's attempting to take the life of people at an Olympic Games. Those two don't line up at all. But they do line up if you're a criminal. You're trying to convince people that good is evil
That's
and
right.
evil is good.
That's exactly right.
And another interesting thing, too, is that on last week on that training manual by the Equal Opportunity branch of the military, obviously we all know that the first thing was the first threat to America was evangelical Christianity,
yeah.
right? Even though they provided
Notice the timing.
Even though they could not come up with a single example of any Christian who had committed an act of violence. A couple of the other ones were Army of God and Christian Identity. Now, I don't know much about these organizations, but Eric Rudolph supposedly was this. It says the FBI said he had, quote, a long association with the radical Christian Identity movement, and it also says that he was supposedly linked to the Army of God, a radical anti-abortion organization. Again, that name came up again.
Pro-life organization.
Yeah.
Know nothing about them, but an army of God standing up for life. Well, it's a good thing. Let's say this. I don't know anything about this organization, but it's a good thing the army of God in America as a whole, namely the 78th percentile, stood up and made sure that you're alive today, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
And you have a government that's at war with people that believe
something
and advocate for life?
Something about the Fifth Amendment says that no person shall be deprived. What was that again? I think it's, what is it? Life.
Yeah, life. L-I-F-E, man. Give me life. An L.
But a radical pro-life man.
That's
a radical concept.
Well, just keep in mind, you have an attorney general, Jake, that was going after an old lady protesting abortion. It shows you the extremity, folks, of these debased human beings.
And they arrest teenagers who are merely outside of an abortion clinic praying.
Oh, that is extreme, man.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, that's over the top. It's too much.
And this is a researcher. He blew the whole thing about this Army of God organization. He blew it out of the water. He did some research. And he said, the organization is an FBI fabrication based on misinformation created by the National Abortion Federation.
Whoa. You're not kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Say that again really slow. Listen carefully, friends. Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know the MLK movement, remember the civil rights movement? It was J. Edgar Hoover that was demonizing, vilifying everything that man did. It was him that was the terrorist.
Yeah.
For those that didn't know. But now we're talking about the present. The FBI is what?
Okay, it says, according to researcher Neil Horsley, the organization, Army of God, is an FBI fabrication based on misinformation created by the National Abortion Federation.
Well, that's everything the state-run media promotes and reports.
And listen to this. It says, the FBI turned the Army of God into a domestic terrorism organization like Al-Fatah or Hezbollah or Al-Qaeda in order to demonize anti-abortionist activists and portray them as domestic terrorists. They also said that Jared Lee Loughner, of the Tucson shooting, it says that he was, quote, at first, this is what the FBI said, that
and
he
tell
was
the
linked,
people catch on.
That's right.
Yes.
He was linked to Christian anti-abortion groups. That's literally what they said.
Friends,
of Jared Lee Loughner.
I am a Christian, and I am an anti-abortion. I am pro-life. I am a Christian, and I am pro-life.
Yep.
I am a Christian, and I am pro-life. I thought that's the voice of America. It is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you snuff out the voice of America? You attempt to scare the chocolate out of them by believing what they believe in. They want to use totalitarian methods through fear and oppression to attempt to shut you up.
Yeah.
Just like what the homosexuals are attempting to do today, yeah. Friends.
They're the ones that are guilty of what they're accusing the innocent of.
That's exactly what we've been talking about all day long.
Yeah.
Who are those that are creating the crimes, and what is the end of the crime created, and who gains? They do, without fail.
Do you want to bring up the letter? The poisonous letter, supposedly?
You can go ahead and throw it out there since it's the topics of the day.
Well, you know, the day after, 2 days after, a few days after the bombing, all of a sudden Obama gets a letter that's confirmed that it has this ricin.
Oh, so
risen.
Now he's under attack.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's anti-poison or something.
Could be.
I mean, he's probably anti-poison.
Definitely.
We can't have that in the White House.
Right. It's just, you know, and it happens to come from Tennessee. I mean,
oh, the Bible Belt.
Yes.
Whoa, what a coincidence.
Right after their whole military training manual.
I noticed that, yeah.
And then another person that received it was one of the senators, the Republican senator, Mr. Wicker, who voted to block the filibuster on gun control, even though that was defeated.
Yeah.
But he received one. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't actually receive it. It was intercepted at the Maryland Post Office before
right.
it got there.
Yeah, and I noticed on the same paper, the USA Today, the propagandists, they were saying how terror returns, and then when you flip the paper mm-hmm. over, then they started to talk about the remembrance of September 11th to what? To ignite a new generation to begin to understand, look at this is how it works now. Folks, this is a siege. This is slow takeover. When I bring up the scriptures, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, I'm bringing Leviticus 26 up for a purpose, friends. Take the time to read the whole chapter and tell me that is not exactly where America is at. God brings judgment in stages, and this is exactly where we're at. When we keep His laws, His commandments, His judgments, His statutes, and His ordinances, we don't have these problems. But what happens is when we stand down, the problems get greater and greater and greater. Psalm 50 says, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Read Isaiah 60. Read Psalm 9, 16, and 17. That He'll turn that nation into hell that forgets Him. America, really what it comes down to is you need to repent before a just and a holy God and get busy for the purposes as you keep the commandments of His Son, Jesus Christ. And you're not going to have these issues, friends. You're going to be able to leave to your posterities, the freedoms that our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. And that's the bottom line.
Now, prevention is better than cure. I'm just going through Nehemiah right now because as he went through the same struggles, this was his prayer. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat. These were two people that constantly persecuted this man as he was building a wall and seeking to establish the city of God. It's no different in this day and age, and it'll never change because the enemy is always alive until his day when he's thrown in the pit when God puts him there. But until then, he contends with the children of God. And he said upon the prophetess, Noadiah. So it went right to the church, too. It's persecution from all around. And the rest of the prophets, that they tried to put him in fear to not continue in his work. But as you go a little bit further, he establishes the gate and the walls. And as they're reading the word of God, this is what Nehemiah said, because the people had no longer remembered the word, had no longer understood the law. That was the reason the wall was broken in the first place. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. That's what you're getting every day on the Sons of Liberty, folks. To hear the word is one thing. To understand it is another. You know you understand the word when you start to apply it. And like you said, Bradley, that is the prevention. Prevention is always better than cure. Apply it.
I noticed today when I was putting the letter together for my column that's going out on WND and 30 other outlets this week, I noticed that when I looked up at the television, I noticed that Barack Hussein Obama was at a church, mm-hmm. a Christian church yep. in Boston. And it was called an interfaith ceremony. Now, that sounds like someone's trying to bring the faiths together yeah. to coexist, not to serve the God of heaven mm-hmm. as to, well, that's their decree, that's yeah. their doctrine, but rather to serve man through fear and oppression.
That's right.
But it was interesting to me that in Boston that he was in a Christian church where he ought to be. And if America, if you pay attention, God still does rule the day, and He always will rule the day. But let me ask you, who rules through you?
That's right.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley and Jake, Talk to you in 23. Bradley Dean on Facebook. See ya.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.